I did that. I wrote a certain amount down on a positive slip. It was a while ago. And one day, latter part of last year, I flipping, going through a drawer and looking, I found I got an extra deposit slip. And I pulled, I was like, wait a minute, I received this amount. I got this, praise God. So I got another one wrote down, even bigger than that, in the drawer. What, I gotta walk it out. It's important, it's everybody's division to make it plain, to tell you what to do, how to get it. You gotta have a plan. You gotta write down what you want. It also says tell God what you want. So you gotta do both. Most of us doing telling, no writing. Right? Am I lying? Man, get you a place. I meant to get mine together, but I didn't. I get you a place. What I'm gonna do is get me a large piece of cardboard because I don't really stick holes in the wall I'm renting. Well, it really wouldn't matter, but I don't want to do it that way. And I'm going to get my pieces of paper. Matter of fact, if you don't have a piece of paper, you need to find you one. If somebody needs to go get some copy sheets, blank ones, I will buy a whole nother pack after service. I will. If everybody don't have a sheet of paper. Anyway, and I'm going to type out mine. And I'm going to stick them on this board. I'm going to have my needs, my wants, what I'm supposed to be doing, whatever I need to write down. Even if in my grocery list, I'm gonna put it all on this board. And so I can see it. Why am I doing that? Because that's what it said do. It said write it down. You should begin to write out everything you want and need immediately after they arise. Set up a place where you can see and visit your list. What I was just saying. The length of the list does not matter. Write it all down. Even the things you feel you have the funds or the means to get them. Tell God everything. As you receive, cross it off. This is one tool or method to use for living by faith. This is also a way to keep your faith in shape. I can remember, I was debating whether I was going to share this. I guess I will. I can remember after I got divorced. And I had to sell the house I was in and moved into the house I'm in now. You know, it's kind of run down. I've made it better since I've been there, but just struggling. Had to pay a truck note. They taking, no offense, not put down. I had to paying child support, taking that out of my check. And I make pretty good per hour, but I wasn't bringing that home. And I can remember making it to work and almost making it home. I was less than a mile from my house, and I had to pull over at a gas station and put 20 or 30 cents in my truck just to get home till the next day. So my check hit. I've done that. I've been there. I can remember that. But I got a revelation. God showed me some things. Well, Kenny, you got to stop. You love to hunt, but you might not get to hunt right now like you want to right now. I was going hunting. It didn't matter what I was doing. I'm going hunting. Didn't matter what I didn't pay. I'm going hunting. I like it that much. I really do. I do. I didn't kill a deer this year. That's all right. But I decided, reason being, because I didn't go after hunting like I did before. I said, the day is coming, I'm on my own land, our family gonna own our own land, and we go hunting when we want to. You hear Bishop? He's in agreement with me. My brother swore, he's in agreement with me. That day is coming. So guess what? What I'm getting at, hunting ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you, whatever you chasing ain't going nowhere. You do the vision. He might look, watch this. I told you about the car wash thing that I gave. I had it laid out. Yes, I'm gonna do. Get that away. So I did. I didn't know I was gonna have to go away from that. He said, now do this. He said, now ain't nothing wrong with that plan, but this gonna make you money faster than that will. I had to change the Lord. I had to, my vision had might have to be altered. Your plan might have to be altered before you get where you're going. That don't mean to say I can't ever own the plan that I had in dealing with cars. That don't mean I can't own that. But right now, I said, no, you do that, you get out of the way and you do this. Your plans might have to be altered. If it do, write it down. That don't mean you scratch out the other one, no. This is what I'm going to do right now. That's what I was instructed to do. Do what you're told. Right? Come on now. Talk to me. Like I said, I want you to get a piece of paper. If you need a piece of paper, lift your hand. We can get somebody out and go. I will buy a pack of paper when I leave here if everybody doesn't have a piece of paper. And I asked, that was just one of my experiences. I could share a few more, but I ain't going to go in no more on that. I asked my sister-in-law, Toya, to talk about goals. And see, you got to have goals and plans and dreams and goal settings. And you got to be able to do all that type. It all entails in writing a vision or having a revelation of what you spoke. If you just want to do it and you don't know how to write your goals down, you don't know what order to put them in, how to do it, what's a good proper way to do it, you just all over. You just might as well be on that treadmill going to the store. Come on, Toya. I asked her to share this.
Amen. So what Kenneth doesn't know is that we've been talking about vision boards and goal setting on Wednesday night. Amen. How many of you all wrote your vision? You did your vision board? What you say, Marie? What about goal setting? Did you write your goals out? You did? All right, so Kenny, they have already been taught this, but we'll go back over it. Our acronym for goal setting is what? SMART, remember? Specific, what else? Measurable, attainable, what else? Relevant, and timely. All right, so specific means write down exactly what you want to do. The more specific your description, the better chance that you'll get that, right? Like, I don't need to go out and just say, oh, I want a truck. I want a certain kind of truck. I want a fully loaded truck. I want a Lincoln truck with loaded, blah, blah. So be specific, okay? All right, the next one is M, measurables. That means identify exactly what it is you will see when you reach that goal. It means breaking your goal down into measurable elements. We got that? All right, attainable. Is your goal attainable? Do you really, really want to lose 65 pounds? Do you really want to do that? Is that attainable in the time frame that you have done? Do you really want to own a multi-million dollar corporation? Do you really want to do that? Okay, so if you really want to do that, then if that's attainable for you, then you need to investigate that. You need to add the cost up. You need to decide how much time you want to spend towards that. You need to make sure your goals are attainable, because if not, you're gonna tend to give up on them and not be consistent. So you want to set specific, measurable, attainable goals, something that you know you can get to. So maybe 2 pounds a week would be attainable, right? So, you know, just cut back on this, cut back on that. All right, so the next one is relevant. Are you reaching a goal that's relevant for you? Do you want to be famous? Do you want to have 3 children and stay busy all the time? Is that something that you really, really want? So if that's relevant to you and that's something that you really want, you need to decide. There's a lot of elements that go into that. You need to decide if you have the personality to stay busy all the time. So Some people, after they work 8 to 10 hours, they can't do nothing else. I mean, you just need to make sure you're wanting and you're dedicated to spending the amount of time you need to spend to reaching those goals. All right, and the last one is time, timely. Time is what? Money. So make a tentative plan of everything you do to reach that goal. Keep the timeline realistic. Keep it flexible. That way you won't give out. You want to keep your morale going. If Bishop wants us to do a certain thing at the church, he gives us a timeline. But he wants to give us small steps. Amen. Small steps so we won't get discouraged. The biggest thing about reaching your goal is being consistent. How many of us have started and we stopped? Started and stopped. Started and stopped. Start and stop. Got to be consistent in everything we do, from spiritual things to natural things to physical things. Got to be consistent. So we've already talked about that, Kenneth. So they should have their vision board. Marie has hers, but next time we see her, she'll have it done. Therese, he'll have his done. All right. All right. Thanks, Kenny.